And Houston, this is 10 on that TV pass and like the obliques. If we could get into some attitude, or he wouldn't have to be upside down, like maybe we'd be yard right or pitched and looking out the side wind, over.
All right, just stand by on that one, Tom, over.
Okay.
Hello, 10, Houston, we have your request, and we'll work it out on the backside, and we'll have it for you next AOS, over.
Okay, real fine, Charlie, and thanks a lot. Looks like the old orbit here is being perked around, just like predicted. Apogee's getting higher and perigee's getting lower, over.
Yeah, well, Fido's have been showing me what the potential does to you guys, and it's a really weird looking thing there. It's as predicted, though. I guess our model. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, we've been noticing, we expected it, but right there we're at a 67.3 by 54.7. Looks like total energy is conserved, but it's really changing the upside there. Over.
Roger, that's just about what we have you in. We agree with all those comments. Over.
Roger.
Hello, 10 Houston, 2 minutes to LOS. You're looking great going over the hill, over.
Okay, Charlie, thanks a lot.
This is Apollo Control at 125 hours, 16 minutes. We've lost the signal from Apollo 10. We're showing an orbit here now of 67.3 by 54.4 nautical miles. The previous revolution we were reading 67.1 by 54.7. This was a busy pass as far as the crew was concerned, doing a lot of landmark tracking. We updated the crew on times and attitudes for control points and landmarks in upcoming revolutions. And as you heard the discussion, the regularly scheduled TV pass, which had been scheduled for an elapsed time of 126 hours and 20 minutes, has been scrubbed. And in its place will be a television pass beginning at Goldstone Acquisition at 132 hours. That time will be in revolution number 29. We have acquisition again of Apollo 10 at 126 hours, 2 minutes, 51 seconds. This is Mission Control, Houston.